Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Sydney Atkins from Pella Regional Health Center. Talk about volunteering. All right, Sydney, so thanks for being on the program today. What do we have to talk about?
We'd like to spend some time talking about volunteers at Pella Regional Health Center. We have over 130 volunteers who come into the hospital on a monthly basis to work in a variety of different areas at the hospital. And we are so thankful that these men and women are willing to give of their time to serve as greeters at the front, help serve coffee, work within the clinic in the surgical area to help get people checked in, and working in our gift shop as well as a tremendously significant portion of where our volunteers are serving.
How many volunteers do you think you have at any given time, or maybe as a collection?
Oh, as a collection, I think there's a drawer full of names down here, but I know that it's around 130 a month who are coming in.
So then how does it work? Do they have a schedule set up that they tell you when they want to come in, or do you call them as needed? How does that work?
A little bit of both. We do have a scheduling process, and we actually have, for instance, at our coffee cart, we have volunteers who schedule volunteers for us. We also have other areas where we set up a schedule of people who have indicated they were interested and gone through some training and orientation. And we set up a schedule, we send it out to people, and they'll come in. Or they call us and say, hey, I can't come on the day I'm scheduled. Then we might have to call somebody to fill in. But also our volunteers often find replacements. We do a very good job, I think, of trying to make sure that our volunteers are well-informed and well-trained so that they kind of know how the process works.
What type of training do you have to have? Is all that you need to do is want to volunteer and then you take care of the rest? Or what is the process with that?
Once we find someone who's interested in volunteering, we'll sit down first and talk with them about what areas they might like to volunteer in and find out what kind of time availability they have. There are some health regulations that are part of the hospital. For instance, flu shots and TB shots are required, but that's also a benefit of being a volunteer at the hospital because those are provided. We also do some orientation. We try and make sure that every volunteer gets a tour of the hospital and goes through a video that kind of talks about our services and the things that we have to offer here. We do try very hard to continually update our volunteers on some of the new things and the changes going on, but there's just lots of things happening. So it's an ongoing learning experience, too, I think, for volunteers.
Across the board, it probably spans a wide variety of people, but is there a certain type of person that volunteers or age group?
I would say the vast majority of our volunteers are all retired within the community. We have a strong number of retired teachers working out here. It's wonderful to have them out here. One of the things that sometimes our teachers will help us with is putting together bulletin boards in the hospital or things like that. They're so good at that. But it's mostly retired individuals who come out. We have a few who aren't. I would say we're very heavily female who volunteer out here, but we welcome males as well who would like to come and volunteer. All we ask is that you have a sincere interest in helping our patients and helping our hospital.
So I'm here with Cindy Atkins, Director of Marketing and Communications, and we're talking about volunteering. Go ahead and invite people out who may want to volunteer. Again, remind us who you're looking for and how they can communicate with you.
I would invite anyone who has an interest in our community, who has an interest in people and cares for people to contact me at Pella Regional Health Center. I'm available at 621-2290, and I'd love to talk to them about spending some time out here, a couple hours a week, maybe 4 hours a month or something. I don't know. It all depends on what your schedule is, your time that you're available, but I would love to have an opportunity to meet you. It can be a male or a female. It can be old or young. We also do have a group of high school students who volunteer out here as well, and sometimes we've even also received some college students volunteering. It's a great opportunity to interact with people.
All right. Well, again, we're here with Sydney Atkins, Director of Marketing and Communications. Thanks for joining the program today, Cindy.
Thank you, Justin.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guests, Cindy Atkins from Pella Regional, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.